This is Madam Amaryllis, aka Amari, and this is my AMA. I have a special guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hi, I'm Formal Fuckery. I used to post and don't so much anymore.
Formal here is going to be asking me the questions that you all sent in, and I will be answering them.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. All right. So we've got three people asking questions right now. Starting off with one from Scriptscribe. What made you start writing for GWA?
So the thing that originally got me to writing was I have a friend who, she already does audios for GWA, and one day she mentioned that she has a hard time with writing her own scripts. So I volunteered to write a script for her. She really liked it. She performed it. And I was so happy that she and a bunch of other people liked it that I decided I should write more scripts.
So does that motivation keep you performing and writing today?
It does. It very much does. Another reason why I started writing along with that is I have a lot of very specific preferences when it comes to my audio porn. So I had a very hard time finding audios that were specific to what I like. So I decided, if I can't find it, why don't I make scripts of what I like and see who ends up filling them? So that's my other motivation.
Nice. What's the hardest part of writing scripts for you?
I think the hardest part, and this applies to just about anything I do, is finishing it. Well, getting it started and finishing it, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm either really busy or I lack the motivation to do anything.
That was absolutely a hard part of it for me, too. So what made you transition to making audios as opposed to just writing them?
I have been told that I have a really nice voice. I also have a bunch of friends who are fairly active in the audio community. And after seeing them do their work for so long, I thought about making audios myself. So I did that for the first time, and I really enjoyed it. It felt much better than just writing scripts, because you get more noticed when you make an audio versus when you write a script.
Mm-hmm. So I think that does it for the questions we have from Scriptscribe. Moving on to some from Logosomancer, I think. Logosomancer?
Logosomancer.
I'm dyslexic. they noticed that Nekos have a prominent place in your back catalog. What's the appeal for you?
First of all, nice pun, Logos.
Mm-hmm.
Second, I just really like the aesthetic of Nekos. I really like the idea of having cat ears, a cat tail, being very cutesy all the time, saying, yeah.
Very understandable. All right. What trends have you personally noticed in what attracts you to creative projects?
The number one thing that attracts me to it are fantasy elements. In case you haven't noticed, I am a monster fucker. So, I'll listen to audios or read scripts where there's a werewolf involved, and I'll just think, hey, this is, like, good inspiration for me to, like, try and make, like, another werewolf audio.
Alright. Have you had any scary moments as a creator? What felt like the biggest, like, plunge or surprise, leap of faith you had to take?
I think my scariest moments are always when I try something new. My very first audio was actually a femdom one, And later I was like, I would love to make a femsub one, but are people gonna like this? So I guess I don't exactly have like a stable brand, so I'm always being very experimental with my audios. So yeah, the scariest part is just, you know, seeing whether or not people will like what I have to offer, because sometimes I will put a lot of hard work into a script or an audio and it won't get as many upvotes or as many comments or engagement as something that I made without too much seriousness. Usually this applies to scripts, since they don't do as well as my audios do, and that does make me a little sad, because I have been told I have some very good ideas for scripts, and I feel like they don't get as noticed as my audios do.
Speaking of things that you're excited about, but, you know, haven't done yet, what projects are you looking forward to doing in the future? Is anything stuck on your to-do list?
So I'm not gonna go into too much detail about this, but I recently agreed to do a collab with a few other GWA artists. I'm very excited for what the outcome is gonna be like. It's still in the process, so I can't wait to like hear it myself. We're all working really hard on it. I just really like working with other people. I really like reading a script made by my fellow GWA performer and performing what they wrote down. They make me nervous, but at the same time I really like it, because I'm usually a bit of a solo player, but collabs are usually wonderful. I love hearing other people do collabs, so that's why I want to do collabs myself.
Absolutely. So what is your writing process like?
So usually it's like I'll get a random idea, like I'll be minding my own business, doing my own thing, and suddenly the idea will come to me like, hey, what if this particular scenario? And I will write it down on a Google Doc, and I will do my best to find time and motivation to actually sit down and write it. I'm currently working on a D&D-inspired script, and I've been working on it for a while now. I'm still trying to find time to, like, go back to working on it.
How many times on average do you sit down to hammer out a script?
That's a great question. Not very often. Whenever I have the time, energy, and motivation to do one, I will sit down at my computer and I will work on it for like a few hours. So yeah, very rarely do I find the availability to do that. But when I do, it's like I can finish it in like 2-3 sessions that are like a few hours long.
Nice. So does that differ for like voicing a script? Like, does it take you multiple sessions of recording to get voice lines you like?
So I do all my recording in one day, well, more like one night. So I will go over a line numerous times until it sounds right, or at least I think it sounds right. When I'm listening to it in post, it's like, it all sounds the same, so I just have to pick the one that sounds the least terrible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I do go over that a lot. I don't really do script fills, unless, you know, it's for a collab, but they're all improv. Like, the ones that I do myself, where it's just me, it's all improv.
So you've kind of answered this question, but I'm still going to ask it because I want to see if you want to, because I want to know if you want to go into any more detail about it. What is most enjoyable for you? Filling someone else's script, filling a script that you yourself have written, or improvising?
I really enjoy improvising. Although, I'm thinking about maybe one day writing out a script for myself and filling that, since improvising is... it's a little tricky for me, but it's what I like to do. Like, I like it, but it's hard. But I like it.
I get that. I absolutely get that. So, you talked a little bit earlier about having friends in the GWA community. Who are your role models? Is there anyone you want to shout out in the GWA community?
There's this one audio creator who... okay, so he was the reason why I got interested in GWA in the first place. I'm not going to name drop him because he deleted his stuff a long, long time ago. But he was the first ASMR artist, the not safe for work kind from GWA that I've heard of, whose material I really liked. That was my introduction to GWA, and I really was inspired to look at more artists, and eventually that led me down a rabbit hole where I made a bunch of friends who are part of the community. There's a few people who are still on here. Anonymous Bliss, that's a friend of mine. I knew her before I joined the GWA community.
So, switching gears a little bit here, talk about your favorite foods. What do you like? What do you like to eat?
Sushi would be up there. Oh god, ramen definitely. This isn't a question that he wrote out, is it?
You were being very difficult when we were trying to pick a place to eat. And I want to know for... and I want to know for later. Another question. What are your favorite characters from Dungeons & Dragons? They can be NPCs, just characters in general.
One of my favorite characters is a character that I made. He is a monk. He's half siren, so like a homebrew race. He considers himself to be a bit of a pacifist, which he is. He, you know, if he knows that there's a way he can win without physically hurting someone, he'll take that route to the best of his ability. And he's also a femboy. He loves to dress femininely. I'm serious.
I know.
Hey, formal. Is it all right if I talk about that one time where my character cross-dressed and your character thought he was a woman?
Your character presented as a woman, and my character, while he was a shitty person, respected pronouns and gender expression and just rolled with it.
No. Zale straight up, like, lied about his identity by saying that his name was Penelope and that he was, like, a noble woman.
Oh, right! Okay. Yes. Please, go ahead.
Yeah, so there's this one campaign where I was there for, like, one session.
Mm-hmm.
And, Formal's character, who was this, what, like, a dragonborn paladin?
It was a dragonborn paladin. No, this wasn't Dick Justice. That was a different dragonborn paladin I played.
Loomis.
Loomis Arroy. Lieutenant Loomis Arroy. Thank you.
Yeah, so, Zale was in this town, and he was staying with a family friend, and he noticed that there was this, like, huge dragonborn paladin, this, like, what, like, warforged made out of wood, I think?
It was a warforged druid barbarian that was based off of psychos from Borderlands, and he was my character's best friend and another one of our players. It was a fantastic party. I really liked that party. The two sessions we played.
Yeah, and those two were starting a fight in Town Square.
I was ambushed by I was ambushed, okay?
Okay, well, either way, you two were fighting some, like, Asimar bounty hunter chick in the middle of the town, surrounded by, like, all these townsfolk.
Yeah.
Zale saw what was going on, and he did not appreciate, like, them starting a fight where there's a bunch of innocent bystanders that could get hurt.
I did not start that fight. And it would have been over a lot sooner had my opponent not metagamed and had, like, an AC of 26 at level 5. It would have been over a lot sooner. That's all I'm saying.
Oh my god. But yeah, Zale did not appreciate this act of violence around a bunch of innocent bystanders. So what he did was, he decided to intervene from a distance. So he stood on a rooftop. Because he's a shadow monk, so he's a very sneaky boy. And he hid on a rooftop and he casted a darkness in the small area where the three strangers he saw were fighting. So none of them could see. Hopefully they'd stop fighting or, like, you know, they take it as a sign that, like, maybe they need to cut it out or, like, move their fight to somewhere else. And they didn't. And instead,
it made it very hard to keep the peace. If I couldn't see who was, you know, starting shit. I was a soldier. I was like a paladin. And I was, like, ordained. I was attacked during a parade in my honor, if you'll remember. Okay, it was a parade in my honor that I started, but, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Zale would say something along the lines of, fuck your honor.
That was a fun campaign.
I low-key shit these two characters only because, like, they would not like each other.
Oh, it would be horrible. It's enemies to lovers, except they never become lovers, and it's just, you know, 100,000 words of slow burn. And it winds up with one of them dying of old age.
Bruh.
Oh, I should write that script. I'm not going to write that script. So I think that's all the questions Logos had. Yes. Yes, it was. So, moving on a little bit to V. Silvermoon. So, what is your perfect first date meal?
You missed the first question.
Yeah, I didn't understand it, and so I was moving on so that I could...
You could have just asked me!
Well, no, I was going to read it while I'm, like, trying to figure out what the fuck it meant while you were giving your other answer, because I didn't want to fuck up the flow. Did you not see how I bounced around in this list, too?
I was a little confused, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure you skipped over that question.
Okay, so I ask what projects you're looking forward to, and... then you're like, oh, I can't talk about specific people, but... And then to move straight from, I can't talk about specific people to, you know, who are your role models specifically, give names, might give some people the false impression. So I, like, moved around, kind of bounced around to figure out, you know, keep a flow. And then I tried to kind of group things together by theme and... Tags you haven't created any content with that you'd like to in the future.
I understood the question.
I didn't.
Sounds like a you problem.
It is a me problem. It is a me problem. Because I didn't understand. So, Amari, what are some tags that you haven't created any content with that you'd like to in the future?
The first thing that comes to mind is incest.
Strong contender.
Yeah. Let's see. Incest and... maybe a threesome one. A gangbang one, definitely. I want to try experimenting with different monster tags. So far, it's just werewolf. But I'm thinking maybe some sort of, like, incubus, other sort of, like, demon, or, I don't know, maybe a dragon this time.
Alright. Do you have any rituals you do before writing or making audios?
Before making audios, like, okay, it'll be late at night, and I'll, like, have myself, like, a nice late-night snack before I go and record, And then after I'm done recording, I'll, like, grab myself a drink, because I'll be thirsty after all that talking. And I'll be, like, editing while I'm having my drink. For script writing, on the other hand, it's much more simple. I'll just do something really boring, like, I'll be, like, you know, working on something else, or I'll be, like, in the shower doing chores or anything. And then I'll think of random things, and then, like, suddenly an idea comes to mind, like, oh, here's a really cool, like, script that could take place in a dungeon. So then I'll go and try and find motivation to write that.
Fair enough. So, switching gears a little bit again, what is your dream first date meal?
I feel put on the spot right now.
I'm not asking you on a date. That's not what this is.
I know. I know. I'm just saying, like...
Do you want me to move on to a different question so you can maybe think about it? Or do you, like, not want to answer it?
Yeah, we can get back to that later.
Okay. Quick, you're about to be on TV, and you have to read a poem that captures your essence. What do you read?
I'll be honest, I have not been keeping up too much with poetry, but I do like the work of Edgar Allan Poe. Just because he's written some weird shit, and I like weird shit.
You are a bit of an Edgar Allan Poe. I'm so sorry. So, what is your dream first date meal? Because that is our last question.
Well, if it's a first date, I am really not very picky. I think... I've always liked the idea of someone who really understands my taste making a homemade meal for us. They can make, like, a nice, like, simple pasta dish, and I'll be like, yo, this is really good, because it's the thought that matters.
Fair enough. So I believe that about wraps it up for us here. I don't think we have any more questions. And I doubt anyone has submitted any new questions.
Do you have questions for me, Formal?
Do I have questions for you? Well, that's a really good question. You know, I'm starting to feel a little bit put on the spot here. What's your favorite audio that you've created?
There was this one, werewolf audio I made. Of course, it's always the werewolf audio. But,
well, of course. I mean, they're the hottest.
Yeah. I think mine was the Catgirl Trespasser one.
That is a very good one.
Yeah. If it's got a werewolf in it, I'm down. So.
There's a joke there about werewolves in things there somewhere, but I'm too tired to make it. What is your favorite script that you've written?
There was one I wrote a long, long time ago under a different name. I deleted it a long time ago, but basically the premise was there's this supervillain who kidnapped the listener, and the listener is the superhero's girlfriend. And the villain basically convinces her to join his side and shows her all this evidence of the superhero cheating on her with other people because, you know, he's so famous and, like, he, like, can be with whoever he wants and he's abusing that power. So he convinces her to join his side, and even, like, there's a bit of an enemies to lovers thing there. And aftercare, of course.
This kind of sounds like an X-rated Megamind reboot. I'm so sorry, but that's what my mind went to. And I'd love to read it sometime, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. I think that wraps it up for me. So do you have any questions for your... No, that's not it. That's not it. How do you end these things?
I have no clue.
You know what? That's my question. That's my last question for you. How the hell do you end things like this?
Well, all I have to say is, so when are you going to get back into writing scripts and making audios?
Oh, fuck. I had one going for a little bit, and I recorded some audio, but then I got stupid busy at work. Like, I was working 6 nights a week, and I was opening and closing Sundays, and fuck. Working in a kitchen, it gives you very little time to do much else. So I'm thinking I might start writing again, maybe, hopefully, if the muses will smile on me. But otherwise, I don't know. Short answer, I don't know.
Weird question. If I asked you, do you want to do a collab, would you be down for it?
I think if you maybe rode my ass about actually getting my lines into you, probably. I think maybe doing an improv thing might be a little difficult, given the distance. I don't know. I think probably yes.
That's completely fair. Thanks everyone who submitted questions. Thank you so much, Formal Fuckery, for helping me out.
Absolutely.
This concludes my AMA.